one ha'ara regarding shechita lav avodah. Now, to be clear, the topic of shechita lav avodah is a topic that comes up a lot in Masechta Zvachim, but it's also a topic that comes up in Shaar Mekoymos, in Talmud Bavli, and it's something that we've spoken about many times over the years. About the aim based medrash b'lo chiddush, and Be'ezer Hashem, over the next few dafin, I think it's kedai and gishmak to talk about different ha'aras related to this noise of shechita lav avodah. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, and this is in Yerideya, tshuva samachtes, he brings a kushya nifla, b'shem kadmoinim, and it's a kushya that's very much related to the sugya that we're learning, shechita lav avodah, and it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. The Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph on the day says that Chana, of Maftar Chana fame, after she was benched with a child, Shmuel, so she's standing in front of Eli, and she tells Eli the immortal words, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti, says the Gemara, what's the rest of the story? Why did Chana say, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti? Rabbi Loza said, Shmuel Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi Hoy, because Shmuel was a Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. Shnema, the Pasuk says, Vayishchatu Es HaPar, Vayaviu Es Hanar El Eli, they shechted the par, and immediately afterwards, they brought the child, as in Shmuel, to Eli. Says the Gemara, Mishum de vayishchatu es apar heviu anara Eli. What's the connection between these two ideas? El omelam Eli. Eli told the Kohanim, Kiru Kohen, go call a Kohen, leisiv leishchat. So he should come and he should do the shechita. There was a par that needed to be brought. And Eli was looking for a Kohen to do the shechita on the par. Chazinu Shmuel, so Shmuel is a little boy, and he sees the have a mahadri basa Kohen lemishchat, that they're trying to find a coin to do the shechita. Amalahu, so Shmuel told the chevra, Lamaluchu laduri basa coin lemishchat. Why are you looking for a coin to do the shechita? Shechita b'gzar ksheira. Shechita is kasha with a zar. I saw the chamei de Eli. So they told Shmuel, really? We don't know. Let's hear what Eli has to say. So they bring Shmuel in front of Eli. Amalei, so Eli tells Shmuel, Minalacha, how do you know this? Amalei, so he told him, Miksiv, v'shachat ha-koyin. Tell me, does it say anywhere in the Torah, v'shachat ha-koyin? You know where the Torah starts talking about Koyhanim? It says, V'hekrivu ha-koyhanim, mi-kabbalah ve'elach, mitzvah skuna. From there you see that it's from the Kabbalah moving forward that you need to have a koyhan. But the shechita did not. In fact, mi-kan le-shechita k'sheir bazar. So when Eli heard Shmuel's chiddush, that shechita is k'sheir bazar, he said, mei m'shapa ka'amra. You're saying very good. Mi u'moira halacha b'fnei rabbechat. But you're moira halacha b'fnei rabbi. V'chala moira halacha b'fnei rabbi chaya miso. And any person that's moira halacha b'fnei rabbi is chaya miso. And Shmuel was gepaskin that he was going to have to die because of the fact that it was Moira Halacha Bifnei Eli. He said Shechitin Ksheir Bazar, and it was done in the presence of the God Al-Adar. It was done in the presence of Eli. Says the Gemara, Asi Chana. When Chana heard that they want to kill her son, she came for Kotzavcha Kameh. She started crying and screaming. She said, Ani ho Isha Nitzeves Imcha Bezeh. He says, you remember who I am? I'm that woman that didn't have a child, and you gave a bracha that I'm going to have a child. This is the child. This is the child. You can't take this child away. Amalah, so Eli said, Shifki li de enche. He says, no, I'm going to punish this child. I'm going to daven for you. You're going to have another child. That child's going to be even better. Amalah, so she said, and here's the punchline of this Maimur Chazal. Elanar hazeh hispalalti. This is the child that I daven for. And because this is the child that I daven for, I'm not giving up this child for anybody, even for a child that's better. The Mashah, parenthetically, says on this Gemara, what was the punchline? Elanar hazeh hispalalti. She's telling Eli, Eli, you're promising me a child that's going to be bigger than this child. He says, you don't understand. This child is an oiske beit in a kind. He said, you know how many tefillas and how many tears I cried for this child? There's no child that you could give me like this that's going to outsteig a child that came through tears. El anar hazeh palalti. This is a child that came through tefillah. This is a child that came through demois. This child's an oiske beit in a kin. There's no child you can give me that's going to be able to outshine this child. But either way, this is Rabbi Loza's memra on this Gemara, Brachas Lamed Aleph on Beis. It's kedai to mention that if you go through the psukim inside, there's no remnant to this, right? So if you were holding by Mafta Chana, you didn't see this story anywhere. In fact, what you saw was that Chana didn't have any children, and Penina had children, and then finally Chana was benched with a child because Eli was Chaysha B'Ksheirim, Shikoyra K'Sheira. Gives her this bracha, and even though the family used to go b'yoy l'regel, they used to go for yontif, always to the makam ha-mikdash, it wasn't the mikdash, it was Shiloh, right? That's what it was. It was Mishkan Shiloh, but the point is they used to go miyamim yomima, that was always the minik, but she waited until Shmuel got a little bit older, she wasn't nursing her child anymore, and then she finally went. And the pasuk says that when she went up, so it says, Vataleu ima, kasha gimalatu beparim shloisha, ve'efa achas kemach, ve'nevel yaye, vativieu beis Hashem shilu v'nar nar. She came to bring a gift, right? That's what she was coming to do. She's coming to be makir toiv for this incredible gift that she was given by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is her proverbial carbon toida. And the pasuk then says, vayishchatu asapar, they did the shchita, vayaviu asanar el eli, vatoim rabbi adoini chein nafshecha, Adoini, ani o ishi ani tzeves imcha bozel vespalal Hashem, la narazeh espalalti, vayitin Hashem li eshe losi eshe shalti me'imoy, v'gam anoichi ishaltiu l'Hashem kalayomim, and I want you to have the child. There's no remez over here being mayor lachlif and rabbi. It's a beautiful ending to what begins as a very, very heartbreaking story, which he just comes to be makatoy. But Rabbi Lazar was picking up on this pasuk. Vayishchatu esapar, vayaviu esanar eleli. The juxtaposition of those two ideas just seem at first glance to have no shaykhis one to the other, and that's where Chazal took out Vayishchatu Asapar. Something happened by Vayishchatu Asapar, Vayaviu Asanar Aleli, and now all of a sudden he's being judged, and they decide he's Chayav Misa, and she hears about this, and she says, Ani Yoisha, and Yitzeve Simcha Bazel, Lispalo Hashem, Elanar Ezeh, Spalalti, etc., etc. But anyway, this is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, on the base, that Shmuel was Chayiv Misa because he was Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. So the Chasam Sofer brings in Yerudei Simen Samech Tes that Makshim Ha'olam, the Welt asks Akasha, that why was Shmuel a Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? L'chayra, by Shmuel telling Eli that you don't need to be a Kohen to do the Shechita, and Shechita Ksheir Bazar, he was really stopping Eli from causing a grave sin to be committed. What's that grave sin? The Rambam, in the very, very end of Hilchis Kalayim, says, Kehanim shalavshu bigdei kuhuna shaloi b'shas avoida. Kehanim that wear bigdei kuhuna shaloi b'shas avoida. Afilu b'miktosh, even if they're in the base of Miktosh loiken, they get malchus. Mipnei ha'avne, because they're wearing the avne, shahu kalayim, and that was made up of kalayim. V'loi hutru by ela b'shas avoida, shehi mitzvah saseh kamaya tzitzis. One of the begodim that the Kehanim used to wear was the avne. The avne had in it kalayim. Says the Rambam, if a kohen would wear his bigdei kuhuna shaloi b'shas avoida, being that one of the big dekunas is the gartel, and the gartel has kalayim in it, it has shatnes, he would get loika. The reason he would get loika is because he's being over the iser kalayim. So Frank developed, if that's the case, Eli thought that shchita had to be done by a kohen. If shchita had to be done by a kohen, Kayim was going to do it, and naturally he was going to wear the big day kahuna, because bizman she big dayam aleim kunasan aleim. Otherwise, it's a mechus of a godim. It's not as if it's going to be possible. So in Eli's das, that shchita is really an avoida. A kayin is going to do the shchita. He's going to do it wearing the begotten. Lefiha ms shchita lava avoidehi, and because shchita lava avoidehi, it comes at its ksheir bazar. But here's the point. If shchita lava avoidehi, then even if a kayin does it, a kayin can't be wearing the big day kahuna, because shchita is not an avoida. If it's not an avoida, the kayin and is wearing his big day kuna shalei b'shas avoida. And if he does that, he's over a lav of kelayim. In fact, he's even chayim malchus. So if that's the case, what emerges is that when Shmuel said, shchita ksheir bazar, no way, don't have a kohen, what he's doing is he's being meinea. He's being meinea Eli from causing this terrible avera. And we know the Gemara says in Erevin, Samech Beis, and it's Kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch, that even though there's an issa to be Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi, Obala Frushe Mei Isura, you're allowed to be Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. So the Chasam Sofer says that Makshama Oilam Akushi Nefla, why was Shmuel considered a Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi? It was La Frushe Mei Isura, because Eli thought that Shchita was an avoid, that as a result it required a Kohen with Big Day Kohuna, and if that's the case, the Kohanim Lefio MS, we're going to be wearing Big Day Kahuna, Shalei B'Shas Avoida, and the Rambam Shita is that it's us. Not the Rambam, it's Chaylik, by the way. But that is the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam is that a Kohen is not allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna, Shalei B'Shas Avoida. If that's the case, Shmuel was a La Frusha Meisura, and when it's La Frusha Meisura, there's no problem. There's no problem of being Meir Alach B'Fnei Rabbi. Parenthetically, in that tshuva from the Chasam Sofer says, "V'zei yomim loy kabirim hikshani talmud echad." He brings a kasha that he heard from a talmud. That's me inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. The Mishnah says in Masechet Zgit in Daf Nun Dalam Beis, "Koyhanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezidin chayoven." A coin that has a machshev as pigul in the Beis Hamikdash b'mezid is gibichay. This comes up in the sugya of Hezek. Nicker, Hezek, Sheinoi Nicker, but it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a Koyhanim Shapiglo Ben Mikdosh, Ben Mezer are going to be Chayef. So the Talmud asked the Chassam Sofer, why a Koyhanim Shapiglo Ben Mikdosh, Ben Mezer Chayef? Avifel, the Avoida that was done was a Pasla Avoida, so it comes out, it was really not an Avoida. If it wasn't an Avoida, that means the Koyhanim that were wearing the Big Day Kahuna, the Koyhanim that were wearing the Avnet, were wearing Kalaim Shalai B'Shas Avoida. If they wear the Kalaim Shalai B'Shas Avoida, the Overlap, which is Chayef Malkus, and we know the rule, you're not like a Mashalim. So the Chassam Sofer says, "Me inyan leinyan ba'isa inyan." I heard a very similar kasha, very gishmak kasha from one of my talmidim. Kehanim shapiglu b'mikdash mezid and chayavim. Why is that not a problem? Ve'ino loikim mashalim. But either way, this is the kasha that the Chassam Sofer brings. That makshem oilam. If you want other marim makomis for this kasha, the Malbim in his Artzis Achayim asks this kasha, and in the Binyan Ariel, this is already pre the Chassam Sofer. In the Binyan Ariel, al atayra in parshas Vayikra, he has a whole arichas on this kasha as well. But this was a veltz kasha. So I saw many years ago in the Sefer Chavetzel Sasharin in Parshas Vayikra, he brings a mahalach that's based on Torah from the Rogach of a guy and the Kozhagl of a guy. So two tremendous iluyim, two tremendous ga'inim, shneim nischavnu l'mahalach echad. Now I just want to be makdim. This mahalach is a very, very mechudish thing, a mahalach, and it's Dover Pella, but at the same time, two Ga'onim, and as we'll see soon, a third as well, went with this Mahalach to try to answer this Kasha, but I think it's Kedai just to be Makdamit for 1 second. And that is another classic Marim Makim in the Sugya of Shchita Ksheir Bazar that we've spoken about over the years is a Rashi Mesechtes Yevamis, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Halacha of Enes Achal Alisser. And it says, quote, Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, a Zor that does the Avoida on Shabbos, Yesh Kan Mishum Zoris U Mishum Shabbos. He's over two Yisurim. He's over the fact that he's a Zor that did the Avoida. A Zor has no business doing the Avoida. Additionally, he's over the fact that he did the Avoida on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to be doing Avoida on Shabbos. So Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos is over Issa Zoris and he's over Issa Shabbos. Faith to Gemara. Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos B'Mai. What is the case? Which Avoida did he do? I B'Shchita, and this feels like literally a Gemara that we've learned in the last 10 days. I B'Shchita is a talking about with a Zor did Shchita, Shchita B'Zar Ksheira. Shchita is Kasha B'Zar. I B'Kabbalah V'Hilacha, if it was Kabbalah V'Hilacha, till the Baalmahu, then where's the Isser Shabbos, right? All you're doing is carrying blood. In the worst case scenario, it would be Mukta, maybe. But more than that, it's not going to be. Iba Haktara. Maybe it's talking about where he did the Haktara. Zar's not allowed to do the Haktara. Haktara involves Shabbos. But that's telling the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, whether Havara Lelav Yotzes or Havara is Lechalik Yotzes. So the Gemara comes out with a case. It's talking about where he shechted the par that the Kohen Gadol was supposed to bring on Yom Kippur. Oh, I kimped in the Gemara. We just really need the first line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zor Sheshimesh, that is Chayim Mishum Zoris, and is Chayim Mishum Shabbos, what's the case? Ib Shchita, is it talking about where he shechted? Shchita Bizar Ksheira, Zokte Heliger Rashi, what does it mean, Shchita Bizar Ksheira? The Ein Kan Zarus, there's no Zarus. Why is there no Zarus? Because Shchita is Ksheir Bizar, so he's allowed to do it. Fake the Shara Melech, why did Rashi say, Shchita Bizar Ksheira, the Ein Kan Zarus? He should have said better. He should have said, Shchita Bizar Ksheira, the Ein Kan Zoros. I mean that there's no Zoros, there's no Shabbos either. What would be the Isser Shabbos if a Zor does the Avoida on Shabbos? It's because he's not allowed to do the Avoida. And being that he's not allowed to do the Avoida, so for him it's a Chil Shabbos. Right, Koyin, who's allowed to do the Avoida, that's Michal Shabbos, is not being Michal Shabbos. But a Zor who's not allowed to do the Avoida, if he does the Avoida on Shabbos, he is being Michal Shabbos. So, Freak the Shara Melech, Vazak Rashi, that if the Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos was Shchita, it can't be why. Because you're telling me Chayef for Shabbos and Chayef for Zaros. And Ein Kan Zaros, because Shchita Ksheir Bazar, it's not just Ein Kan Zaros, it's Ein Kan Zaros, the Ein Kan Shabbos. Because a little Shchita Ksheir Bazar, it does give a kosher Shchita. So the Shara Melech said that you see from this Rashi a Dover Nifla. And that is that although it's true that Shchita is Ksheir Bazar, but on Shabbos, a Zor would not be allowed to do the Shchita. On Shabbos, you would need a Kohen to do the Shchita. So it's true that Shchita is Ksheir Bazar. But it's Dafka on Shabbos. It's Dafka during the week. But on Shabbos, then the Kohen would have to do the Shchita. And the question is, why? What's the Chilek? What's the Chilek? The Kamakumas in the Shtabru to explain and to be Miyashev, the Svara of Rashi, Kefi the way that the Shara Melech was Medayek. So enter now the Goyim. Said the Kashag Lava Goyim. And said the Rogat Shava Goyim. That Yesh Loimer. That in as much as it's true that the Gemara says that Shechita Lava Voidehi, that just means that Shechita is Ksher Bazar. And if a Zar wants to go ahead and do the Shechita, that in itself is going to be okay. A Baham Mia, if a Koyin is going to be the one that's going to do the Shechita, then the Shechita is going to be an Avoida. And then it's Taker going to be considered an Avoida. Shechita Lava Voidehi, when it's not a Koyin that's doing it. It's Ksher Bazar. But if a Kohen does it, now it takes on a new definition. And now already it is going to be considered an Avoida. Does Zok Rashi, that the only time Shechita is kosher on Shabbos is if it's an Avoida. If a Zor does the Shechita, it's not an Avoida. Being that it's not an Avoida, so therefore it's not going to be kosher on Shabbos. So Shechita Bizar Ksher is a reason for Inkan Zarus. But at the same time, to tell me that Inkan Shabbos, no. Because the Shechita that's kosher on Shabbos is only the Shechita that's an Avoida. And a Zor Shechita is nish kein Avoida. But when a Kohen does the Shechita, then it is an Avoida. And being that when the Kohen does the Shechita, it's an Avoida. So it's for that reason it's gonna be okay. So said the Goyim, Lefizeh, we can be Meyashiv, the Kushiyas Ha'olam. The Kushiyas Ha'olam, that the Chassam Sofer brings in Yerid Yisim and Samech Tes, that we said the Malbim Mas and Arzachayim, it comes right from the Binyan Ariel and Pashas Vayikru. That why was Shmuel Amayr Alocha Befnei Rabbi? It was Lafrusha Meyasura. He was saving this terrible Isser. Because Lefi Eli, that Shechita requires a Kohen, so a Kohen was gonna do it. He was gonna do it with the Big Day Kuna, and Avifel, he was going to do it with the Big Day Kuna. It's going to come out that he's wearing the gartel, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, for which you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. So right now, you're saving it from doing an Aveira. The Teretz is, no, if a Kohen does the Shechita, the Kohen does the Shechita, it is an Avoida. If it's an Avoida, then he wears the Begadim, it's not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. If it's not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, maybe he even has to wear the Begadim. But it's certainly not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. And being that it's not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, so what's going to come out is, there's no Lafrusha Meisur. It's for that reason we view him as a Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. And being that he's a Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi, so it's for that reason that he's going to be Chaya Misa. That is the Yishuv to this Veltzkasha. One Maramachim that's Kedait the Shtel Tzu, that is the Achroinim all are Mitzayin, a Peladigit Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. Now this Rambam is in Pirush HaMishnayis in Masechtas Erevin. It's at the very, very end of Masechtas Erevin, where the Mishnah is discussing a halacha regarding Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So it says as follows, Koyin Shalokah Be'etzboy, a Koyin that has a wound on his finger, Koyruch Olav Gemi B'Mikdash. If he's in the base of Mikdash, he could put a bandage on it. There's no Indian of Rufu B'Shabbos. There's no Hilcha Shabbos issue. If you're in the Medina, then already it's not going to be okay. Says the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, Gemi hu gamo, ubekan diber bedover hayadua, ki agama moyo lamaka. Right? The Rambam's a doctor, in addition to being the Rambam, and he says this is something that works. V'yeshloi l'koyshoi b'chatichas beget, says the Rambam, that when the Kohen did this, he should be kosher with the piece of a beged, v'yavoid, and he could do the avoida, v'lo yifso la'avoida b'toysefes oysa ha-beged. U'betenai, but just make sure, says the Rambam, sh'lo yitia muvdeles b'im basar yodei v'ha-mizrok, that this bandage shouldn't be in between your skin and the mizrok, from where you did the zriko, oy hasakin, or it shouldn't be between your hand and the knife, be'es asiyas avoida, while you're doing the avoida. So the Achroinim asked on this Rambam, the Rambam was sensitive in this Mishnah, talk about talked away, in this Mishnah, in Soif Masechtas Erevin, to a chatzitza, because of this halacha, Kohen Shalokah Be'etzboy, Kohen Chalav Gemi B'Mikdash, because of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, so Be'ek Shor B'Chatzitza. So when do you have to be careful? Be careful when you do this Rika, there should be no Chatzitza on the Mizrak, and be careful when you do the Shechita, there should be no Chatzitza between you and the Sakin. So Bishlon in the Mizrak, that's a Zrika, that's an Avoida. There can't be a Chatzitza by an Avoida. That's halacha in Kachem. But Shechita Lav Avoidi. So Shechita Lav Avoidi, what's going on over here? The Teretz is, it's a Kohen. Kohen Shalokah Be'etzboy. Meret Kohen. Oh, Kohen does the Avoida. A Kohen's right. Now the emphasis again, this is all very, very geschmack. But like we mentioned, it's very, very mechudeshtik. Right? It's very, very mechudeshtik. Of the Inbeis Medrash Beloi Chiddush. We already spoke out a Chiddush. This Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis is a Chiddush. But the Inbeis Medrash with that one more Chiddush, and that is, I saw in the Sefer Avoivam from Reb Luzer Rubin. So he has a little bit of a schmooze on this topic. And on page Kuf Nun Zayin, it's on today's Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, he brings an excerpt from the Sefer Mishmar HaLevi, that's from Rav Schulzinger. And this is in Rav Schulzinger's Sefer on Masechtas Megillah. So this is talk tucked away, Ben Benoisel tucked away. But either way, this is what he writes. V'shamati lefnei ke'esrim v'chom yeshanim. He said, I remember Rav Schulzinger talking, this was 25 years ago-ish ago, the yeshiva Slabotka b'nei Brak. I was in the yeshiva of Slabotka b'nei Brak. B'shir shehigid oz by yeshiva k'foyin mora de kula tamuda, Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Shmulevitz, zeichet tzadik v'kodesh levracha, roish Hayeshiva Hakdoshe Demir. So Rav Schulzinger said, I remember it was Baruch 25 years ago. I heard a shiur from Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Shmulevitz. He was Rosh Yeshiva of Mir. Shevliya Oz b'ne'ima b'toicha shiur b'emtza pilpulei hazacha otzim v'anam. This is all Rav Schulzinger talking. B'hai Lishna, he said, quote, Da'lo yudua she'esh ma'ilu l'shchitas koyen. Afal pisha shchita k'sheir bizar. It's yodua that there's a mile to the shchita of a koyin, even though shchita is k'sheir bizar. Me harashi yivam islamid gimel amid beis. Lahavvonas hashar hamelech. Perik vav mi bias mikdash alacha yud. Vahabeis alevi, by the way, too. Chelik beis amites. Ubezem mituritz kushis hamalbin ala rambam. With this, he can be miyashiv, the kasha of the malbim ala rambam. The ain't zel lafrushe me yisura. The imkoyin shoychet yachol hulubosh bigde kuhuna ad kan l'shoynei hakadosh hanichmat v'hanom shalgoyin Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. But al-koponim, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz also, the grossi Eloi, he was mechavin to this teretz. He didn't say it from the Rogachover, from the Kajaglover, eretz alein gazok, that based on this Rashi in Yevamos, that you see that as much as shchita is k'sher bizar, but there's an afkemina between shchita v'zar and shchita v'koyin. Where do you see the afkemina? On Shabbos you see the afkemina. Shchita k'sher bizar, but a zar can't do shchita on Shabbos. A koyin is allowed to do shchita on Shabbos. That means the shchita of a zar and the shchita of a koyin are not the same. If that's the case, ubezem meyushev, bezem meyushev kushias ha'olam. That there's no problem afrusha meyisura because avivah the koyin is going to be doing the shchita. Then already it's going to be different. Now Reb Chaim Shmulevitz didn't go so far to say that when the koyin does the shchita, it's mamish and avoid. He just said that you see from Rashi and Yevam Islam and Gimel that there's an afkemina. There's an afkemina between the shchita of a zar and the shchita of a koyin. Abul Chayyur does. That shchita lav avoidehi, that means that a zar is able to do it. A zar could do the shchita. That's a chiddush. But when a kohen does it, it's a whole different shchita. The har raya on Shabbos, that's the biggest raya in the world. That a zar can't do the shchita on Shabbos. The zar shchita is not doicha Shabbos. But the kohen shchita is doicha Shabbos. Again, shchita lav avoidehi, shchita is ksher bizar. But at the same time, when a kohen does the shchita, at that point, it's going to be already a different shchita. Fazoi vayit, under a say with such a sharp nusach, that when a kohen does the shchita, it's literally going to be considered an avoida ubezem yoshev the kushiyas ha'olam from Shmuel and Eli, the Gemara Brachas, Taf Lamed Aleph from the days. Bazem Yushev, the Lashon of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis and the end of Masechtas Erevin. There's a lot more to talk about on this topic. This was Baruch Hashem part 1. Metz Hashem, we'll get to part 2.